Hello and welcome to the very first lesson of Everyday Brazilian Portuguese. We're going to start by looking at some common greetings. Now, throughout the lesson, I'm going to be giving you tips on pronunciation. It's very important that you do try and practice saying the greetings out loud. Now, you can either do that at any point during the video, or you can wait until the end of the lesson when I go back and repeat the phrases again, giving you time to practice your pronunciation. Muito obrigado. I hope you enjoyed the lesson. Vamos começar! The most common greeting in Brazilian Portuguese is Oi, the equivalent of hi or hello. Another common greeting is Olá. They can both be used in any situation, formal or informal, and perhaps Oi is the most popular one. Other common greetings are Bom dia, which means good morning. The word dia means day. There is a word for morning, manhã, but we don't actually say the equivalent of good morning, we say good day instead. Bom dia. Boa tarde, good afternoon. And boa noite, good evening or good night. In terms of pronunciation, it's worth mentioning here the sound on in bom. This is a nasal sound. A very common mistake is for students to pronounce that M at the end and say om. Try and avoid that. The M is silent. You need to nasalize the vowel before. So you need to nasalize the O. Om. Try and force the air through your nose as you're saying it. And try not to close your lips. Om. Bom dia. There are three other important sounds here. The first one is the sound formed by the consonant D and the vowel I. They form G, Gia. Think of the letter G in English. It's the exact same sound here. And the same sound would also be the result of the consonant D together with the vowel E at the end of a word like tarde. Moving on to the consonant T and the vowel E, the sound formed here is chi, noite. One last thing I'd like to mention here is the grammatical gender in Portuguese. All Portuguese nouns fall into one of two gender categories, either masculine or feminine. This is important to know because the adjectives, words that describe nouns, will have to agree in gender with the nouns they describe. The word good, the adjective we're using here, has a masculine form, bom, and a feminine form, boa. Dia is a masculine noun, so we use bom, bom dia. Tarde and noite are feminine nouns, so the adjective good will have to be in the feminine form, boa. Boa tarde, boa noite. Okay, let's move on to some other greetings. Another extremely popular greeting is in the form of a question, tudo bem? Which is like saying, how are you? But the literal translation is, oh well. You might also hear people saying, tudo bom? Or good? Bem means well, and bom means good. But it doesn't actually matter here if you ask tudo bem or tudo bom. They're both quite popular. If I had to choose one, I would go for tudo bem. It's the one I tend to use more. Now, there are some other greetings with the word tudo, like tudo jóia. Jóia means jewel. So here's a slang for great. Tudo beleza. Beleza means beauty. But here, again, it's used as a slang for great, so it's like asking, oh, great, all right. Tudo legal. Legal means cool or nice, so it's like asking, oh, cool. Tudo certo. Certo means right, so it's like saying, all right. These expressions are very informal. Another very informal greeting you might hear is, e aí? Which literally translates as, and there, but it's like saying, hi there, or what's up? Now, this is normally followed by one of the greetings starting with tudo, like the ones we saw above. For example, it's very common for people to say, e aí, tudo bem? Now, let's have a look at an important sound here that we have to be careful when pronouncing. Remember the nasal sound on in bom? There is another nasal sound that happens a lot in various Portuguese words, and it's the result of the vowel E followed by the consonant M. The sound is ng. Again, it's a very nasalized sound. Don't try and force that M. Keep your lips apart, air through the nose, and say ng. Tudo bem? These greetings that we've just seen can be combined. Like in English, we can say hi, good morning, or hello, good afternoon. So let's have a look at some combinations. Oi, tudo bem? Olá, tudo bom? Bom dia, tudo bem? Oi, boa tarde. E aí, tudo legal? Oi, tudo jóia? To reply to these greetings, if you're not the one initiating them, it's very easy. All you have to do is just repeat the same greeting that has been said to you. So, for example, if someone says, Oi, all you have to do is say, Oi. So let's do a bit of practice here. I'll say some greetings, and then you just repeat them as if you're replying to my greeting. Olá. Bom dia. Boa tarde. Boa noite. To answer the greetings that are in the form of a question, we just repeat the greeting with the intonation of a statement. So if someone asks you, tudo bem? All you have to do is repeat that, but with the intonation of a statement. Tudo bem. After tudo bem, you can say obrigado, thank you. If you're a man, if you're a woman, you say obrigada. And then after that, you can say and you? E você? So the full answer here will be tudo bem, obrigado. E você? If you're a woman, you would say tudo bem, obrigada. E você? There is also a very common reply Brazilians say a lot when you ask them tudo bem, and that is tudo ótimo. Ótimo means great. Now let's go back and practice the pronunciation of all these greetings. I'll say the greeting and then I'll give you some time for you to repeat them. Oi. Olá. Bom dia. Boa tarde. Boa noite. Tudo bem? Tudo bom? Tudo jóia? Tudo beleza? Tudo legal? Tudo certo? E aí? E aí, tudo bem? Oi, bom dia. Olá, tudo bem? Boa tarde, tudo jóia? E aí, tudo legal? Tudo ótimo, obrigado. E você? And if you're a woman, you'd say, tudo ótimo, obrigada. E você? And that's it for the first lesson. Now you already know how to say some common greetings in Brazilian Portuguese. In lesson 2, we're going to learn how to ask how someone is and how to say how you are using the verb estar. Muito obrigado. Até mais. Tchau.